Well, this particular Sunday, out of all the Sundays of the year, I know is one so many of you look forward to. And I know that because when it's done, you're disappointed that we haven't done it more. And when it's getting ready and it approaches, many of you will tell me, oh, I'm so looking forward. I'm so excited about the in-gathering service. Not just the sharing of thanks and the offering as well, but just the opportunity to listen. What has God been doing? To be able, even as we sang, to count our blessings of the things that God has done for us, even giving thanks for those promises that have yet to be fulfilled, knowing that because He is faithful, He will fulfill them. Giving thanks. We are, we are told to give thanks in everything and for everything. That's not just the good things. We give thanks in the middle of circumstances, even as some of us learned in the 23rd Psalm, as He is walking with us and leading us through that darkest place, that valley of the shadow of death. We give thanks for those circumstances because it teaches us to cling tightly to Him. It teaches us that He alone is the one who can deliver us and save us. And that He, even as the psalm says, I will fear no evil for You are with me. And I know they didn't plan it this way, but maybe that's why it's fitting that we go from this Thanksgiving season right into Advent as we anticipate Emmanuel's coming. God is with us. What a glorious truth it is to be able to give thanks. I will give to the Lord the thanks due His righteousness, and I will sing praise to the name of the Lord Most High. I will give thanks to the Lord with my whole heart. I will recount all Your wonderful deeds. The Lord is my strength and my shield. In Him my heart trusts and I am helped. My heart exults and with my song I give thanks to Him. Sing praises to the Lord, O you His saints, and give thanks to His holy name. Give thanks to the Lord with the lyre. Make melody to Him with the harp of 10 strings. I will thank You in the great congregation. In the mighty throng, I will praise You. In God we have boasted continually, and we will give thanks to Your name forever. Those are just some of the multitude of references to giving thanks in the book of Psalms. And I just stopped with Psalms. I didn't even go to the rest of the scriptures as well. It is replete with them, full of them, overflowing with them, as should our hearts be. So this is the time now where instead of me continuing on with the sermon, you get to be the message. The message of God's faithfulness. The message of God's goodness. The message of God's gracious provision. The message of His mercy, of what He has provided, even for what you may know that He has withheld from you. And rejoice in the name of Jesus Christ as we are gathered here to give thanks. If this is your first ingathering, then I trust that you will find yourself amazingly blessed and filled with enough courage that you might be one of those who stand to give thanks and testimony to God's goodness. Those of you who are a part of this and have seen this celebrated even longer than I have been your pastor know how this works. Kyle has a microphone that he's going to carry around when he sees a hand being raised so that you can hold that so all will hear you. Make sure you hold it close enough to your mouth so that it actually picks you up because we want everyone to be able to hear you. And there are many ladies even in the kitchen who, if you don't use that microphone, can't hear you. But if you do, I think they've got the speaker turned on in there. So they too can share in the giving of thanks. So let us give thanks to the Lord. I will thank You forever because You have done it. I will wait for Your name, for it is good in the presence of the godly. Who would like to be the first to get? Oh, right away, Kyle, up here to Faye. Faye, you have to stand up too, not just hold the mic, but you have to stand. I know. He's right behind you. There he is.
All right. Well, I am thankful for God's creation. Wednesday morning, about 5 o'clock, I was outside watching the northern lights, which were awesome, streaks of green, red, and all that. Then I looked up and saw the Dipper, and it was very bright, and it was upside down. So it made me think of, like, God pouring down his beauty on our earth. So that brought to mind Psalm 8:1. O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. You have set your glory above the heavens.
Amen. Thank you, Faye. Who's next? Raise that hand high. Up here, over here to read, Kyle, and then back over there.
Hope you forgive me, honey. Sorry. So a couple weeks ago, Eric and I celebrated our 40th anniversary. I know that's not a lot compared to some people in here, but a little over 40 years ago, Erica said one night when we were all out, she said, well, church is at 9 o'clock tomorrow. You can come if you want. So I thought, you know, I kind of like this little firecracker. I better get up and go in the morning. But I just, God knew what he was doing when he led me from way up north to Erica in Buffalo and brought our lives together. And through her, that's why I'm standing here today. So I just want to thank God for that and for Erica also. Thank you.
Amen. There was someone over here. Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead. 40 years is something to clap about. So.
Ellen Nipple.
Hold it towards your mouth, Ellen. There you go. Thank you.
I grew up in a church where you didn't talk. You went there and you sat and were quiet. So I'm out of my comfort zone big time. But I just have to thank every one of you. Prayers are wonderful. And we know that we can feel it. And I also think that for all the cards, the words of encouragement, the visits, the food, the flowers, anything that's been given to us. And one day, our daughter, we didn't know she was even here. And she came in. We hadn't seen her for 7 years. We welcomed her, and I told her her bedroom was waiting for her. She didn't know I had the cancer. She's made arrangements. She was supposed to go back on the 25th of this month, but she's made arrangements that she's going to be here until all the radiation, chemo, and that is done, and drive us to Wilmer for all of it. God is so good. We just we can't thank you enough.
Amen. Thank you, Ellen. Someone else, a testimony of thanks. Oh, there we go. Roxy's going to chase you down, Kyle, if you didn't see her. So.
I'm in, Katie and I are in the kitchen today, so I just wanted to make sure I got an opportunity to thank you all for the 5 years that you prayed for Katie, for her foot, and her 3 surgeries. And we can't help but believe that this is her last and final act. And I just so appreciate this body of prayer warriors. I cannot thank you enough in the cards that have come, and we just love you all so much, and I'm so grateful for all of you. Thanks.
Amen. Kyle, I think there might be someone right behind you who's got a hand up.
I'm thankful for this church and how big of a family I have.
Amen. Thank you, Charlotte. Someone else. Oh, did I see a hand over here? This is going to be like an auction. If I see you waving at somebody else, you're going to get called on.
My name is Judy Reen, and I serve in Awana teaching the TNT girls, which is truth and training, in case you didn't know, grades 3 through 6, along with some excellent helpers. One of the verses we learned last year was Romans 1:20. And this past year, I have watched God move and work with this verse in mind. This verse is, Since the creation of the world, God's invisible qualities, his eternal power and divine nature have been clearly seen, being understood from what has been made, so that men are without excuse. I'm going along with Faye there. But I've watched his mighty work in sunsets, in weather, and in other mighty ways. I've watched him work in people's lives and entrusted more lives to him in prayer. I have come to enjoy a better relationship with him and watch him in amazement. I am more assured that he is able to keep that which I have entrusted to him against that day, in the words as the hymn says. Psalm 19, 1 through 4 says, the heavens declare the glory of God, and the sky above proclaims his handiwork. Day to day pours out speech, and night to night reveals knowledge. There is no speech, nor are there any words whose voice is not heard. The law of the Lord is perfect, reviving the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The precepts of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The rules of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, much fine gold, sweeter than honey and drippings of the honeycomb. Moreover, by them is your servant warned. In keeping them, there is great reward. What an amazing and mighty God we serve. I thank him for his goodness to me and to my family.
Amen. Thank you, Judy.
Mm-hmm.
Someone else. Oh, over here to Dave.
I didn't know I married a nurse when I got married, but it sure comes in handy. She don't have any paperwork to show that she's a nurse, but she does it all. Puts up with my orneriness, she straightens out all my pills, which is about 4 pages. I don't know. I mean, I could go on and on. The best thing is she puts up with me. If she hasn't left by now, she'll never leave. So, and I know where she's going. Straight to heaven.
Amen. Amen. Little did you realize, Dave, we actually used you with Barb as an example from Colossians in our study on what it means to be patient and bearing with one another. So thanks for being a sermon illustration. Someone else. If you are up in the balcony and you want to give thanks, you will have to slip down and at least stand in the back door so I can see you, because otherwise Kyle will not run up the stairs after you. So, all right, one more. Okay.
My name is Troy Raymer. And my wife, Cheryl. We have been coming to your church for about, just over a year now. And I am thankful for the faith that God has given me, for the family that God has blessed me with, for the new friends that we have found here at Albion. I'll give thanks even for the food that we will share and the fun that we'll have together. Praise God. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. Let's take a quick break, because I know I've got some musicians up here who are going to lead us in singing, and this will help continue to prime the pump. So go ahead and take your hymnals, open it up to number 170. Is that the one you're going to do, John? All right. And give thanks.
Here's because he's given Jesus Christ his Son. And now let the weak say, I am strong. Let the poor say, I am rich. Because of what the Lord has done.
Of gratitude that comes because of what God has done through Jesus Christ, his Son. So, let's continue sharing. Someone else must have a word of encouragement and thanks that they wish to give, so raise your hand high. Oh, now you've got two, so.
I know, Pastor, you already thanked the veterans, but I'd like the veterans to stand up that served in our mighty service, including me. We want to recognize who you are in this church. If you'd please stand, all our veterans. Just give them a good applause for their service. Thank you.
All right. Tom had his hand up, Kyle.
I had to get up after that last song. It was my wife's favorite song right up to the day that she passed. But what I'm also thankful for is a church that has such a heart for missions. In Romans 10 it says, get a little bit closer. And for everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. How then will they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how are they to believe in him of whom they have never heard? And how are they to hear without someone preaching? And how are they to preach unless they are sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who preach the good news. And I just am so thankful that we're able to support missionaries that are out in the world and bring the good news of Jesus Christ to them.
Amen. Thank you, Tom. Oh, behind you, Kyle, someone you know well.
I just wanted to just say how thankful I am for all the Wednesday night volunteers. Our family now especially is blessed by all of their work that they put into Awana. We're always thankful for the youth leaders. And for Heidi and Mary and Cubbies, I'm just so thankful for how much time and energy they put in to teach our littlest ones about Jesus. And so thank you to all of you guys.
Thank you, Bethany. Someone else. All the way up. Okay, this one and then this side. Then back there. We'll keep you running, Kyle.
Actually, after every Sunday, I thank God for our Pastor Kevin, because in every one of your sermons, we would like to say you're like a Mr. Whitaker in our family. You have a wealth of knowledge that helps you convey your messages so much better, and I can understand them so well, and I love to hear them. They're just great for me to feed off every Sunday.
Thank you, Isaac. That's as close to celebrity status as I'll ever get, Mr. Whitaker.
Yeah, right.
Go ahead, Cliff.
I'm Cliff Dusky. I guess, you know, be thankful. We look outside, we see God's creation. Yeah, the other night, the auroras borealis, all the different lights and everything up there. I don't know how anybody could not comprehend that God created all this. I mean, it wasn't by shaking I don't know, shaking anything. Yeah. But We got to be thankful for what we've got and the people around us, and this church family is unbelievable. Thank you very much.
Amen. Thank you, Cliff.
Well, I'm Tim Fink. For more than 2 years, I was let go of my job about two years plus ago and trying to find work in my career path, which hasn't happened. But during this time, we've had lots of people here praying for us, sending us cards. Well, my wife is also dealing with her health issues as well. So we just thank you for all your support, all your concern, and help in other ways that I've had. I have found work, not in my career path right now, but it's something right now, so we're good. Thank you for that anyway.
Amen.
So praise God.
Amen. God provides for his children always. Someone else. Rejoice in the Lord, O you righteous, and give thanks to his holy name. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him. Bless his name. O give thanks to the Lord. Call upon his name. Make known his deed among the peoples. We rejoice and give thanks to God for so many things. We might have to sing. Oh, there we go. Up here to Brenda.
I'm Brenda Smith, and I work for the city of Buffalo. And working for a city is an interesting role, but I praise God because I know that he provided that job for me. And it's been a wonderful thing. After a couple years of working with someone who claimed they were a Christian but did not do that, they just didn't. Anyway, a new position opened up, and by his grace, she is a Christian. And it has really been a wonderful thing to work side by side in public service with someone who knows Christ and professes Christ. We can share scripture together. We can watch each other's back, or as she tells me, watch your face, because I'm learning every day more and more about his grace. Thank you.
Amen.
Meaning that Kyle is right here. I want to just give thanks for God's precious gift of grandchildren. I know a lot of you are grandchildren, and you know what I mean, but we have two wonderful brand new ones that you all know about that have needed a little bit of help and encouragement and God's hand in their healing. But then we also have the older two, and it just is such a sign of how wonderful God can just knit such a beautiful human being in the womb and then have two of them that are identical, and it's just an amazing thing to have both of those. And it truly is the reward for not strangling your teenager, so I'm very, very thankful.
For God's provision of so many things, for home and shelter, for clothing and food, for family, for grandchildren, we can be thankful. Provision for a job and the way he takes care of us through that.
Well, I'll stand here so everybody can see me now. First of all, I'm just thankful for this church. The fact that we can all come together today and share. I don't know if there are too many churches can say they can do that, and that's just a wonderful thing. Everybody opening their hearts and let everybody else know what God is doing in their life, and that's a blessing for everybody. Second thing I'm very thankful for is all the little noises of these little kids around here. Thank you, young parents, or older parents if you happen to have kids, but that is our life. That's the life of this church. Is these young ones. And they come up in the front there and enjoy the sermon and that. And I was tempted to go up and get a bag of money, but I held back. It won't happen again, though. I'll be up there. Third thing I'm really thankful for, 2025 was a big year for my family. Lots of things happened. We've swapped houses. We've got our son got married, granddaughter, and we've got another one coming in the 1st of January. Awesome time of our life and that. But just thankful for all the blessings that God has given us as a family and us as a church, that we can always know that he is walking with us. And that's really reassuring. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. Well, we'll come to you in a minute, Sue. Hang on. We're going to sing about God's faithfulness, and I know Sue will share when we're done singing. And then if someone else is stirred by God's faithfulness, even as we sing this great hymn of faith, you'll be able to share too before we talk about our ingathering offering. So, number 139, Great is Thy Faithfulness. Why don't you stand and let's lift our voices to God.
We'll sing one verse in the chorus.
Great is Thy faithfulness, O God, my Father. There is no shadow of turning with Thee. Thou changest not, Thy compassions they fail not. As Thou hast been, the Lord ever with me. Great is Thy faithfulness, great is Thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have been in Thy hand hath required. Great is Thy faithfulness, Lord.
Hopefully thinking about those mercies that are new every morning might have stirred your thoughts. So, someone else. Oh, come to Sue first. Sorry, I almost forgot.
Yeah, hi. I'm Susan Barter. I'm not very well prepared, but to the point is basically I'm at home most of the time because I can't drive. And I stay busy, but I get out. But I listen to a lot of scripture podcasts and biblical, and then I hear a lot of false preaching, just to debates, and I really am so blessed to hear how you preach, and we need to be aware of what's out there to appreciate what we have, and we have to keep our eyes open to what's out there, to know what we have. And if we're aware of what we have in here and in God's word and have our eyes in the word and listening to what you share with us, and that's why I'm always nodding my head back here and listening to what you're saying over here and out of God's word, and I'm nodding and getting excited. We have to get excited about God's word. We really do. I'm back here, you know, Steve's holding me down, and when I am so excited about God's word. Because that's what keeps me so grounded.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
I don't know what else to say.
Very good. Thank you, Sue. And Steve, let her say an amen now and again, okay? That's all right. One or two more. Oh, right, Amber?
Yeah. Yes. I figured if Charlotte can be brave enough at 8 to stand up and talk, I can do it too. So just first of all, I'm thinking of all the wonderful, amazing women in this church who have been such an encouragement to me as a mom and as a sister in Christ. I won't name you, and I think even if I did, I'd name everybody in this church, all the women here. So thank you for that.
Amen. Oh, we got two over here, Kyle. We got Andy and we got Joel.
Good morning. My name's Andy Sawatsky. Of course, as many of you have mentioned, there's so many things to be thankful for. Last night, as I was making supper and making the freezer corn recipe or warming up the freezer corn that we had made earlier in this year that we learned from my grandmother who passed away earlier this year. It's been a tradition that we've carried forth for the last few years as a family, coming together with my brothers and my brother and sisters and my parents and grandma until she's passed. And what I'm thankful for are our elders, the people in this church that have been able to show us the way, to lead the way, to groom us, to guide us, to pass on tradition and make sure and hold us to those traditions and those rules and those things that need to not change. I thank you.
Amen. Thank you, Andy. Now up to Joel.
Hi, I'm Joel Pettit, and over the last number of years, I've had different procedures to try to alleviate some pain I've had. And last Monday, I had a procedure, and this is the first time that I've had one where I've actually been relieved of that pain, and I want to give God the glory and all the praise. And God works through doctors. He works through people who aren't doctors. But it is God's hand of healing that I give the praise and glory for. And not to man, but to God.
Amen. I'm going to take just one more. No, it's only those out in front of you, John. No. Go ahead.
I'm John Hauslauden, and I just want to express my thanks for how this body owns this church. When I reflect back on this year, and we had a sabbatical coming, and to see the lay leadership, and I don't know how many of you in your lives have had the opportunity to be part of large churches, but they're different. Good in many ways, professional staffs, more resources, and frankly, sometimes you can say, well, they'll take care of it. The paid staff will take care of it. And to be part of a church where it's like everywhere I look, I see somebody doing something. And I'm so thankful for how our deacons stepped up and our leadership board and had a plan and worked it, and to see the health in the church, to come through that and to be at this point, and to really have not skipped a beat, because none of us, Kevin would say this himself, are we're all expendable, right? God has his plan where he uses us. But I also want to thank all the magnificent men and women in the music ministry here, to see the tireless service that just goes on and on and on to help lead this group. And we are privileged to see you from this vantage point. We're privileged to hear you. And really, Kevin, it's better when they're standing singing. It's so good. And sometimes it's a little intimidating to figure out how we're going to do it, and we lean on the Lord to help us. What's this week look like, and can we pull it together, right? So I'm thankful for a body being the body, and how I could go on, how you've cared for our family this year.
Amen. Thank you, John. Thank you. Now, I am thankful, along with John, for the deacons, for John and Kevin and Jeff. I'm thankful for our trustees, Jay and Grant and David. And if I get started, I'll not remember all the deaconesses, but if you have, if you've been on the receiving end of the deaconesses' ministry, to visit, to call, to send a card, to pray, then you know the tremendous blessing that those women provide. It's been 7, it's going to drop to 6. They'll still have their arms fruitful. They do so much. It's a glorious thing. To some of you have mentioned other volunteers, and this church couldn't operate without it. That's why it was a joy to know that you granted me the summer away to get rested, refreshed, and renewed, and I think God did all three of those in an abundant fashion, so that I wasn't concerned one whit about being gone and what would happen in my absence. God provided wonderful men to open the Word every Sunday to you. God provided so many volunteers. Vacation Bible School almost always goes without a hitch, and I'm not involved, and this year I wasn't even around, and it went probably even better. So, it is a glory, though, to know what God does through His people, and especially you, the people known as Albion Evangelical Free Church. I couldn't be more thankful to Him to be your pastor. I'm also thankful for the missions team, because they do yeoman's work every year, especially following in-gathering service. They are tasked to take your generous, generous gifts that God uses through you. They have to work hard to figure out where is all this going to go. So Gary is going to come, and I think Kristen and Carol are going to come and talk about one of those projects before we take our offering. And just knowing a little, just seeing the pictures that Gary showed me, I rejoice at one of the big projects anyway that they're going to help to support and give our attention to. So Gary, I'll let you and Carol be up here. And
good morning, all of you. Before I start, I just wanted to introduce the mission team. I don't think you guys realize in the past that you guys push in and have us do when you're focused. If you don't start, every piece of mission team meeting you have to start coming after that. It's a job. It's a big job. It's a big task. And it's only because of you guys. And what you do and what you give, that we're able to do that. We thank you for that. So with that, I am Eric Bauman, the chair of the mission team. Kristen Pettit, Carol Nelson, Stan out of Point, Scott Conrad, Terry Nelson, and Marie Wilson. And that is our mission, our purpose is to unite. I thank the team members. I might be the chairman. A lot of the work that gets done is done by other people, and I'm excited for that. So with that said, I'm going to give Kristen the microphone now. Last year, David Peterson gave us a project from Grenadier Video Mission International. In the last couple of years, we picked two bigger projects that we give a bigger portion of our money to. He bows up from the district and has talked to us about doing that. And it's really helped us to spread out some of the money and give money to an organization that really needs it, and it just helps us. And here was one of the things last year, this is where I was going with Grenadier Video, is this is a project we did. We gave him $1,000, and I'm going to let Kristen explain because she actually talked to the guy.
For short, it's a BDMI. It's a non-denominational mission organization. It invests in ministries that utilize art language media tools and scripture to empower local churches and believers for kingdom work and expansion. And their mission statement, BDMI partners with and equips ethnic Christians to proclaim the gospel through video and other media in their common language. The money that BDMI received from us this last year was used to buy little audio players that could be programmed with the local native languages for the ministry's expansion into the lesser-reached areas of the Philippines. And I have one thing here. I happened to have had a God-appointed meeting, I believe, with Thomas Edwards, who is the head of BDMI. And so we got to chat for quite a while, and he gave me one of these. We provided, these were $12 a piece, so we provided, I think, approximately 84 of these that went out to villages, and they programmed them, and they can plug in and put all these different languages in, so that people hear the word in their own language, and it has solar panels on the back, so the sun can charge it. It also came with a cord, so it can be plugged in, and I'll see how this turns on.
Let there be light. And God saw that it was good. God separated the light from the darkness. He called the light.
Okay, so anyway, it has a lot of different Bible sharing the gospel. And I think I pretty much said, but anyway, so VVMI is one of the organizations that we plan this year to give a larger gift
through the in-gathering.
So, thank you. And I thank you for the opportunity to be on the mission committee. It's been a blessing.
So, as Kristen said, that's one of our projects. Our mic went off. There. How's that? Better. As Kristen said, that is one of our projects. We choose two. Our theme this year is spread the gospel. Last year we did pro-life. We did two Christian organizations for pro-life, big gifts. Just so you know, our in-gathering last year went to 29 different missionaries or Christian organizations is what that money went towards. And this year, again, we're going to do Vernacular Video Missions International, and then we are going to do a teen ministry. Kyle is looking at taking some of our youth to a challenge, teen challenge, and a serve conference, and depending, that'll be our second big gift. We haven't decided the amount yet. You guys actually help us decide that when we're done. So with that, I'm going to turn it back to Pastor, and that'll be the end of our little spiel here because it's 11:15.
The ladies in the kitchen asked me, "When will you be done?" And I said, "Well, that all depends upon you, but I think we're going to be just fine." This is the time during the in-gathering offering for you to bless those who take the gospel out into the world. Some are here close to home, even as close as Buffalo, others through the United States and other parts of the world, to give for these other projects, such as what we just heard. What a delight for people to actually get the Bible in their own language, that they can understand and hear the gospel of Jesus Christ. So praise the Lord for that. And it is an opportunity for us to go above and beyond what we normally give in our regular giving. And so we're going to take that offering now. And I think we're doing, well, Andy, you thanked the Lord for good traditions. And one of the traditions we have is when this offering is being taken, of singing to God of how great He is. So if you would stand, we are going to sing, and the men will come around, and they'll pass the offering plates even while you're singing. So let's rejoice.